bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to our countdown of the 14 best re-recordings of all time as we continue to celebrate Cinematic Sound's 14th anniversary. In at number 7 is the compilation album, The Great Fantasy Adventure Album, featuring conductor Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. Before we get to our album, let's talk a little bit about how Eric Kunzel became associated with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and Telarc Records. The late maestro Max Rudolph actually invited Mr. Kunzel, then a young conductor on the faculty of Brown University, to join the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra as an associate conductor in 1965. That October, Maestro Kunzel conducted his first sold-out Pops concert, marking his ascent as a modern orchestral legend. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, part of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, was then officially founded in 1977 with conductor Kunzel at the helm. Starting in 1978, Mr. Kunzel recorded 90 albums on the Telarc label with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. More than 55 of those albums appeared on the top 10 Billboard charts. He was named Billboard Magazine's Classical Crossover Artist of the Year for an unprecedented 4 consecutive years. Several Grammy Awards, the Distinguished Grand Prix de Disque, and the Sony Tiffany Walkman Award for Visionary Recording Activities highlighted his fantastic recording career over 125 albums. That leads us to our number 7 re-recording of all time, The Great Fantasy Adventure Album, released in 1994. I was actually first introduced to this album in my high school music class. The music teacher at the time knew of my love for film music. I did an extensive John Williams presentation for my end-of-year project, and he kept me after class so he could spin this album for me. Well, it was actually a cassette copy. Anyway, when the first notes of Roja's El Cid blasted through the speakers, I was blown away and actually became an instant fan of Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops. From there, I searched high and low for other Kunzel albums, Fantastic Journey, Roundup, Star Treks 1 and 2, and so on. I also picked up every single new film music-related Kunzel album that would come out, including his final recording, Vintage Cinema, in 2009. Kunzel sadly passed away September 1st, 2009. In my opinion, The Great Fantasy Adventure Album is the best Kunzel album out there. Very, very close second would be Fantastic Journey, with that brilliant opening 15-minute Batman suite. Back to The Great Fantasy Adventure Album. Every performance on every track is spot on, and the sound quality is breathtaking. Unfortunately, the Kunzel recordings have deteriorated sound-wise in the past few years. While these older Kunzel albums are tight, crisp, punchy, and full of life, the newer recordings, especially the latest Vintage Cinema, is a cavernous, muddy, reverberated mess. Actually, let's do a quick comparison. Here is a selection of the El Cid suite on the Vintage Cinema album, which came out a few years ago.
Thank you.
And now, here is the El Cid suite off the Great Fantasy Adventure album. I'm sure you undoubtedly heard the difference. Anyway, the Great Fantasy Adventure album offers a wide variety of adventure scores, opening up with the splendid fanfare and entry of the nobles from El Cid. Then it kicks into high gear with the phenomenal performance of themes from John Williams' Hook. We also get a majestic performance of the Jurassic Park themes, with a T-Rex rescue finale tacked on to the end of the piece. The high-spirited Robin Hood Prince of Thieves by Michael Kamen is also featured. And the best re-recording of Rocketeer to the Rescue by James Horner is on this album. And the awe-inspiring finale from The Abyss by Alan Silvestri is included, as well as many, many more. And let's not forget the creme de la creme, a fully symphonic version of Brad Fidel's iconic Terminator theme that you will have to hear to believe. We will be presenting it for you at the end of this suite. Back to the sound quality. These 80s to mid-90s recordings are some of the best-sounding albums I own. As I said, tight, crisp, punchy, and full of life. And since the inception of the CD, Telarc has been creating CDs using cutting technology. Albums like this one, Star Tracks, Fantastic Voyage, Time Warp, have all benefited from extensive research and have produced some of the best-sounding albums ever created. So if you own the Great Fantasy Adventure album, then you already have one of the finest CDs ever produced from the Telarc catalog. It is the best Kunzel album by far. If you don't have it, then I really hope you enjoy this suite and that it will inspire you to go and pick up this album, as well as many of the other fantastic Kunzel recordings done for the Telarc label. The album was produced for Telarc Records by Robert Woods. The recording engineer was Jack Renner, with sound effects produced and recorded by Michael Bishop. What we're going to play for you are four tracks. John Williams' Jurassic Park, Michael Kamen's Robin Hood Prince of Thieves, James Horner's The Rocketeer, and Brad Fidel's Terminator theme. And now, here is music from the Great Fantasy Adventure album, featuring conductor Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra.